It's Rob Concha with Anna DeBlantis live for the United Center before the Blackhawks take on the Dallas Stars. Brought to you by Citgo. Citgo's fueling good. And by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. All right. Savvy is here.
Yes.
Savvy O'Fair is everywhere. Dennis Savard is joining us right now. And
Go ahead.
All right, I gotta ask. We had John McDonough on, and I'm in a little bit of a panic mode, and I'm trying not to panic in front of the management, but I can panic in front of you. I'm concerned because they got to climb over four. We have to climb over. I'm out there on the ice with them. Four teams between now and the end of the season to make the playoffs. It's been a long time since this franchise has been in this situation.
Sure.
You were a coach in this league. You were a star in this league. What would you tell them right now?
Well, and I agree with you. We have to jump a lot of teams. And we know the number pretty much over the last few years has been between 93 and 96.
Mm-hmm.
So for us,
total points.
For us to get there, we have to win probably 20 of the next 29 games.
20 of 29.
20 of 29.
Right. Well, two-thirds. You got to win two-thirds.
Yeah, and it's not impossible, but it's going to be difficult because – the problem, too, is every team, you know, they play each other a lot, so to jump teams is going to be difficult. But I'd like to look at the big picture. I think 20 wins gets us in.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath of that, you know, I believe that it's not going to happen. You know, and I look at the season, it's been, you know, it hasn't been the Blackhawks season like we're accustomed to.
No.
You know, we're not going to lie about that, and I'm sure our management team or hockey operations and even our players, and they're not happy the way things have turned out. But you know, I tend to look at some of the positive. I know that I don't make decisions as far as players and that type of thing. But, you know, last year, the year before, they start to look at some more, bring up keeper core guys and start to bring in some young players.
Mm-hmm.
So DeBrincat, Schmaltz, I mean, two players that are really
exciting.
They've been exciting to watch. They've been doing really, really well. You know, Hartsey, too. Hartsey has been in and out of lineup as last year, and I think he got 19 goals.
Mm-hmm.
And second-year players sometimes always more difficult.
You know, it's interesting because it was so exciting last year. This guy's really going to develop. But you've seen this over and over and over again, you know, that sophomore slump. That happens in a lot of professional sports.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm concerned, no question. But I think the big picture, I'm not so much because of those couple kids coming up. You know, I think our best players are key players. The guys have been here for a long time. They'll probably tell you they need to be better.
Yeah.
And well, you heard Coach Q say that. He said no one really should be satisfied on this team with how they're playing right now, because he's basically saying that they're playing below their potential, and that's not what you want to see at this, in this stretch with these statistics behind them moving forward. And John McDonough was just here saying every game now you got to play like a playoff game.
Yeah, it's been like this, I think, for 2 weeks for sure, and then they have to do that. I mean, they have to figure out a way to, you know, I look at the league, you know, there's so many one-goal games, and we actually have been starting the games pretty good, and a bounce here and there seems to throw us off, and then all of a sudden you look at the end result, we lost, you know, and in the past, we've won those games.
And this isn't, you got to score three goals and you're going to win a game right now, because you've got, you're just not getting that support in the net. We understand why, we get it. But then you got to step up, right? On the other side of the ice, you got to be there.
Yeah, you got to be better. I mean, and you can't, like I said, you know, I talked about being 20-9, hopefully the rest of the way, but it's tonight that matters. You know?
One game at a time. Let's talk about the lines for a second. I mean, obviously, you know, you're trying to mix the kids in and out of the lines, but, you know, there does seem to, and Q, I think, has been magical over the years of mixing lines, right, and finding ways to get, and even if it's just in a one-off game, just to spark something. Is it time to put Kane and Taze on the line right now to try to just get something started?
I've seen Q do that, you know, in games, not at the start of a game, but a lot of times.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You're right. I mean, he's done that many times where they felt like they needed a spark, they needed a goal, you know, in crucial games and tight games. He's done that. I didn't see him do that this year. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't – anything that he could find that's going to work out, and he's trying everything, really.
Used to be that every team would come in and have to figure out a defense around – any possibility with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not appear to be the case now. Defenses, I think, are coming in more confident into this building and when the Hawks come into theirs. And that's that's what worries me here, and that's why you're going to have some guys flash. DeBrincat's an excellent one, but you're seeing guys focus on him now when, yeah, you know, when he's got the puck.
You know, Ro, I like our depth of our team. I don't know. I mean, I really don't have any answers for you. I'm not trying to protect our guys or anything like that. I just don't know why we're where we're at right now.
Yeah.
I mean, inconsistency, obviously, and you could say we're young, but we're not because our core guys are there. And
I like the fact that Corey's back in the building.
Yeah.
And he's working out.
And our goaltending's been okay.
It's been okay, yes.
You know,
but it's
I don't think it's been the reason why we've been in a bit of a slide here in the last couple of weeks. You know, the goaltending, I think, gave us a chance to win in most games. Not, of course, you can never replace Stanley Cup champion Corey Crawford. He's, you know, going into this year, especially before he got hurt, he was our best player along with Kaner, you know, for most part of every game. So, yeah, it's good to see him back and hopefully, you know, the rest of the way here soon. I don't know for goaltender because I've never played goalie, but I know as a forward, if you miss that length of a time, mm-hmm, it's very difficult to get back.
I can only imagine as a goalie, because in terms of that getting your reflexes back, getting the stretching back. I mean, when you see the athletes that these guys, and they always have been in the NHL, because mm-hmm, even the big mooses that were sometimes in goal in the old days of the NHL, those guys can move because you got to be able to do it. And I know it's got to be difficult. Well, all right, 20 out of 29. That's
all they got to do.
That's what I like about this.
Can't that's easy,
count.
Right?
They can do it.
What could possibly? I mean, I think it's a. This is a franchise. Thank God.
Yeah.
We now live in an era in which the Chicago Blackhawks, like in a lot of ways, when you were playing with them, this is a franchise that does not want to lose. Does
no.
not.
It's no.
This is a very proud winning tradition here. There have been some lean years. There were some lean years in the early 2000s, but that's not the case. This has been the best, you know, arguably, I don't want to talk about Pittsburgh, but I'm going to say the best franchise in the NHL in the last decade.